You can't really talk about Jerry Curl because there's not much to say, but the inventor Jerry Curl is white. His name is J-H-E-R-I, which is incredible. That is how it was spelled.
Yeah, no, was that...
I had no idea that it was an eponymous product.
I mean,
right now it could all be called Brian Curl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I always thought that was totally like an invention of a black dude, but it was just an old white dude who was a hairdresser, but not gay.
Yeah, he's like Vidal Sassoon, but like an American Midwestern Vidal Sassoon, and he's the asshole that came up with like.
But he made Nexus too. I read the whole.
Well, you're saying he's like the dickhead that came up with the idea that like, hey, you know that dead shit that grows out of your head? You need to give that vitamins. Mm. He was the one that came up with conditioner and vitamins. Like, just all lies.
Yeah.
I guess before that, people were just using, like, borax. Just fucking, like, scrubbing. It's like, get it.
But, I mean, like, this really changes everything to think that Jerry Curl was invented by a white dude. Like,
I saw what you said.
It's, you know, we gotta reclassify the Jerry Curl is maybe the greatest hate crime of the late 20th century.
You say it like you didn't like it. And by you, I mean black people.
But it was a lie.
It wasn't a lie.
Jerry Curl.
Sobo.
Damn.
I mean, Coming to America is a wet-ass movie.
These motherfuckers were just juicy as fuck hair, man. But, like, I really, like, you know, like, most inventions are made to solve a problem.
In the sense of,
if you told me Jerry Curl was invented by a black dude who's a hairdresser, who was like, oh, I was doing women's hair. And they were like, man, I just wish my hair was, you know, a little bit more moist and flowing and this, that, the other. And then he was like, I went in my laboratory and I created Jerry Curl. I'd be like, yes, this makes sense.
But I think that is what happened, only that dude wasn't black.
But, like, he invented it in, like, the 1950s or early 60s?
No, he, you know, in the 60s there was, like, one hairstyle, which was, like, or two. Short or afro, right?
It was also dudes with perms. Perms were still chilling.
You mean like
out.
Relaxer?
Yeah, like relaxed ass.
Yeah, and so like I think it was just like a, like now, you know, like white dudes like myself put shit in their hair, so my shit's
yeah.
all.
No, but
I think that it was the same thing. I think it was just like an alternative to relaxer.
But I'm saying this is as weird to me as if like, if I, a dude in 2012 invented the new like tampon. Like, why would I do that? You know, like...
Because you wanted to look fresh. What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying is, like, it would be weird that me as a dude would invent a tampon or, like, a new...
I don't think it's so weird, though. I think that he saw an opening in the market, which was that black dudes had, like, not a lot of choices for hairstyle. And let's be honest here, look, like, all due respect to Rick James and any brother that's ever worn a relaxer, like, that's not that... sustainable of a look.
Now, you gotta put in work to keep that perm.
It's
like, that's a lot of work.
It's weird.
It's a lot of work.
Now, granted, you can't sustain a
Jerry Curl.
You can't sustain a pillowcase with a Jerry Curl. But I mean, it's an easier solution. I don't know what it. Yeah, it probably is wet. Like, I've never touched one.
No, Jerry Curl's wet as fuck. You gotta keep spritzing that shit. You gotta keep adding the juices and the fucking essence to your fucking hands.
And then what? Then you wash your hands?
Yeah, but you carry around your little, you know, your activator and you just fucking.
Wait, what?
You spritz on your goddamn activator and you get your shit glowing and sexual fighting. It's the juice, it's the essence.
Wait.
Is the essence, B?
Wait, is Jerry Curl two things? Or is it one thing?
It's the juice.
No. Okay, let's get off street terms. I don't want to hear like, I don't know, whatever, I don't know.
If I remember correctly.
No, but is it, it's just one product you keep adding? Or is it like you put a product in and then you have to activate it and you keep adding that activator?
If I remember correctly, I think it's like you get, like, if I wanted to get a Jerry Curl, right? I'd have to grow my shit out into a big fro. Not a fro, but I just have to grow it out
long enough so that's something.
Yeah, I grow it out long enough. I probably go get that perm, get my shit.
Relaxer.
Just get my shit laid down. You know, have that shit like a.
Which would smell, by the way, like the Holocaust, because that shit smells
pretty bad.
Get that
shit put down like a fucking very obedient dog just laying down on my head, and I just keep brushing it.
Yeah, you
keep brushing it out of my head, out of my face, like. Farrah Fawcett and shit.
I keep picturing like a evangelical preacher. Keep picturing that dude, and I keep picturing everyone in Coming to America, but it's like.
But I get my shit, you know, permed down, and I get that Jerry curl in it, and then that juice, that activator.
I don't think you know more about Jerry curl than I do.
That essence of the motherland would just curl that motherfucker up, and I would just sling that shit back all the way.
Whip me in the face.
Get, and all that juices would go in your face and blind you permanently. And you couldn't see. And you'd be like, ah, my eyes. And I'd be like, that's right, your eyes, motherfucker, because I'm just looking so goddamn pretty. Feel this shit. And then I'd start a funk band. Yeah. Getting knee high.
Red leather boots.
Red leather boots would just, they would just appear as I play those bass lines.
Thigh highs.
And just, And that's what would happen.
Wow. Sounds like some Total Recall shit. I mean, the blinding and everything. That sounds amazing. But,
Guato.
Yeah, exactly.
That's that Jerry curl and shit, man. But what if I just got a fucking perm in my beard?
Just let it flow.
That shit flow so I could get that Gandalf and Lord of the Rings fucking beard. And then I can just, you know,
creepy as fuck.
And I can just brush that motherfucker to the side.
It would look like just greasy ass dragon just hanging off your face.
A fucking nasty fucking.
It would switch too. You know what would make me feel good?
All kinds of noises and sounds and.
Cause you have a coarse beard. I have a coarse beard.
Incantations and shit.
I think your beard looks like what mine would look like.
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay, whatever.
What did you do for the holidays?
I went home blackout drunk, so I don't like to fly. So I drink a lot when I fly. And I got home and immediately just started going through the house. And very little has changed in the area around my bedroom since I left.
Do your parents just keep it the same? Like,
it's like a shrine.
As if you died?
It's like there's Jason Voorhees' mother's head just sitting on the desk. You know, it's exactly like Friday the 13th Part 2. No, there's like, it's just shit that just hasn't moved. Some extra shit has been added, so I actually did start cleaning stuff out. But then I just went around taking pictures of like my pewter dragons, and I took some pictures.
Your virginity cards?
Yeah, basically my dick hole closed up, because that's apparently how I lost my virginity, someone fucked my dick hole. And then I started going through and looking at all my Spurs shit, like my fucking starter jacket.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because you sent me some pictures of this, and it seems like at some point
in 1995,
96, you just went to San Antonio, went to whatever their stadium is, walked into the store that they have in the stadium where they're like, hey, you know, we got jerseys and we got hats, and you know.
Yeah, that looks good. Give me
and all. You were like, I'll take everything. And they were like, oh, you even want this weird little chintzy ass fucking guinea gold chain with a fucking Spurs logo on it?
I feel like that was a racist term. What is guinea?
And you were like, yeah, no, please. I need to show my love for fucking David Robinson with this chintzy ass fucking bullshit chain.
Look, what do you. Okay, first off, look, here's the thing. Before you keep cutting me down, or before you continue cutting me down, or to prevent you from cutting me down further, like, my family was not rich, right? So, if I wanted a fucking gold chain, which is a fucking, I will grant you this, a ludicrous request coming from a 13-year-old. Like, my mom is not, okay, first off, I didn't
know.
I didn't grow up in Brooklyn, right? I can't go to some fucking fake-ass Chinese food store / jeweler and pick up, like, a 7-pound fake gold necklace like all these motherfuckers wear. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I see that giant cubic zirconia in your ear, but like, I can't get that.
Okay.
So, white people problems. If I actually want a gold necklace, it has to be a gold necklace.
With the Spurs logo.
With the Spurs logo, so what the fuck? Shit looked really good. You saw how it looked fresh.
I suppose. It was like the thinnest fucking.
Fuck you, man! What is your problem? Why are you ripping on
this? It was like the size of.
What do you want? You want me to look like fucking LL Cool J in like 1987?
Two fucking human hairs glued together.
Fucking asshole.
Covered in gold, and then in the middle,
right, you know,
this fucking Spurs logo.
Fuck you. What the fuck? Fuck you. What?
Well, like. please guide me through the point in your head.
Okay, all right.
As a 13-year-old where you were like, God damn, son. No, wait. You're sitting there, you're like, God damn, son. You know, like, I'm going to school and I really like all these girls, you know? But
first
I don't know.
That didn't happen.
I don't know if I got my fresh ready, you know? And then somebody's like, oh, okay. You know what you need? You need a fucking gold chain. You're like, oh, God, Playboy, that's exactly what
Listen,
I need.
Listen, there's a lot
I need
of...
I need a gold chain. What should I get on it? Should I get my name on it? No, that would be too corny and obvious. Should I get, like, a Charlotte on it? No, that's also obvious. You know what I'll get? The San Antonio Spurs logo.
Fuck you.
The most basic and unpersonality having ass team in the NBA.
Okay, first off, yes, I'm white, right? Now, motherfucker, okay.
You fucking show up to school on Monday with that fucking goddamn chain on your shirt, unbuttoned. Looking like goddamn disco stew.
No, man. Okay, look. First off, there's so many discrepancies. Okay. I don't even know if, like, oh.
All right, hit me. Tell me. Let me look.
No,
please,
I'm trying
set
to think,
me straight.
You know that, have you ever heard someone say that, like, if a lion could talk, we couldn't understand him?
Now, what the fuck is
that? I'm trying to do this black man in prison.
Because he speaks cat?
No. Because, right, like, that, like, a lion's frame of reference is so far separated from ours.
Okay.
That, like, you can't understand what a lion
right.
is about.
Yeah.
That's how my childhood is to you. So what I'm saying is, even the things that you're trying to reference have nothing to do with my childhood. You're like, yo, I want to fresh, I want to pick up Tamika. You know, like, I'm not, like, that didn't happen.
So then please, like, illuminate me, help me gain cultural understanding,
right.
And tell me
okay.
why a little white boy in Charlotte would save up all his fucking paper route money or whatever the fuck you were doing. Lawn mowing money and be like, I'm gonna put this down on this goddamn chintzy fucking...
But quit, shut up, man. Quit ripping on that chain.
Jewish grip fucking gold chain.
You're a fucking asshole, man. All right, here's the deal. So, I was not very cool in elementary school. Now, nobody was very cool. Well, actually, that's not true. Some people did peak in elementary
yeah.
school. Motherfuckers that could run like 6 minute miles peaked in elementary school. I was not cool and I didn't know what I was doing.
Playing with pewter dragons.
That didn't happen until later, unfortunately. That was like high school. I know, it got worse it seems. So, like, I didn't have a lot of like white friends. I had a few black friends and like mid grade situation. I maybe had like 4 friends.
Okay.
Probably 2 of them were black. I remember there was like, this is gonna sound, you're gonna think I'm making this up. Greg and Marcus. You're like, you just pulled that out of your head.
And Jamal.
but I did play basketball.
Yeah, okay.
So they were my basketball team, as we were just discussing. So, like, I had those 2 friends, and then, I mean, like, my best friend growing up was, I don't wanna incriminate people that are gonna be tied to the story, but 2 white kids that did go to my elementary school that I'm still friends with. But, like...
So you had...
I had 4 friends.
You had a friend group that looked like the fucking basketball team in Double Dribble. All right?
No, it was like the Bad News Bears.
2 black guys, 2 white guys.
No, it's the Bad News Bears.
Okay.
Anyways, but, like... And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I just... Like, you have no idea. I don't know what you think of it, but, like, clearly you and I have different senses of style, but I think that we kind of own it, right? Like,
yeah.
I have dressed this way for the last 10 years. I assume you've dressed that way for the last 10 years. Yeah, that's right. So, but I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, right? So, I tried that whole preppy thing. I guess it was preppy. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, whenever people had those fucking braided belts.
Yeah. You experiment with shit. Yeah.
What?
You experiment with shit.
Yeah,
that's
I tried
what junior
that.
High school.
It didn't work. This was in elementary school.
Oh,
it didn't work. And then I tried my black friends. We've been over the African necklace, right?
Yeah. You couldn't get the African
necklace. But it was never published.
Yeah, no.
Shall I rehash it?
I mean, yeah, you can vaguely... You wanted one of
those... What, you don't think that it's quality?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to give the short version that you wanted.
I wanted the leather African necklace.
Yeah, those that were very popular in the early 90s.
Amongst young black children.
Amongst black people.
But apparently you buy them from trucks. Now, well, probably not you growing up in Brooklyn, but in the suburbs... Wherever my black friends lived, I guess there was a truck that drove around and would sell shit.
Random shit.
Like, probably Lick-A-Maids, other sugar-based snacks. and fucking leather African necklaces. I didn't know that was Africa. Clearly, education was not working because I thought it was like, I don't know.
Just a cool shape?
It could have been a fucking band logo.
Right.
Because I was listening to Pop Goes the Weasel.
Right, and you thought you were in it, yeah.
What was that? Second base? Third base?
Third base, yeah.
Home run?
Yeah.
And then everybody, I wasn't really into sports when I was little, but you kind of had to be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So kids would be talking about sports and shit, but like, I didn't really care. And so somehow I picked up Dave Robinson because like, he was a nice dude, right? I mean, he's like, he is. He's like an admirable, unintended.
He's a very affable dude. I mean, like, for people who might not remember 90s basketball, he was essentially, I mean, like.
Look, this is a cultural divide, right? I was a little white kid. I wanted a nice guy. I didn't want a terrifying character.
Yeah, no.
I didn't want somebody that might rob my house.
I was going to say that personality-wise, he was like Will Smith, where he was very affable to, like, everybody. Yes. Everybody's like, he's a nice young gentleman.
He was really nice.
Yeah, very nice man.
He was really nice. It also made me look cool, right? Because, like, he was good, right? I mean, everyone kind of liked the Hornets because, you know, that's the hometown team. But it's like, if you have some random motherfucker that you happen to be a big fan of, it's like, oh, you hear about Wall? Yeah, he's a sports nut.
He's a fucking fanatic.
I don't know. You just want to look like you know what the fuck you're doing. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I'm wearing cross colors. I want an African necklace. Clearly, I didn't know what was going on. It's amazing. I wasn't sucking dicks in the bathroom. Who fucking knows, right? So it just like explosion, Spurs explosion.
Yeah. So like, okay. So like,
wait. So I got, and since I'm hanging out with like black kids, anyways. They all have like starter jackets.
Yeah. So
I'm like,
that's what I want. So you get a starter jacket.
Then they got a gold chain. I'm like, well, that's what I want. I say to my mom, I'm like, I want a gold chain. And she's like, well, what the fuck? There's no truck driving around here selling gold chains. Like, now I assume that my 5th and 6th grade black friend's gold chains were fake.
Yeah.
Like, right? Because, I mean, they were probably huge, right? I don't know. I mean, I don't remember. All I know is at some point I really wanted a gold chain. And so mom went to like JCPenney or wherever the fuck was near us, you know, Sears at the mall.
And went like, to the fucking...
My fucking confused ass gay son is looking for a fucking gold necklace. Do you happen to have anything? Oh, by the way, he thinks he's a Spurs fan. Yeah, I don't know. We caught him sucking some dicks the other day. He's really confused.
I'm really loving this picture of your mom being like...
No, she hated me more than anyone.
And she just goes to the fucking jewelry counter at Sears where you can buy like shitty...
I'm not even exaggerating that is...
Yeah, you can buy like shitty engagement rings and then just sort of... run-of-the-mill, basic, middle-of-the-mall jewelry.
Middle-of-the-mall shit!
And then she's just like, I need a gold chain for my son.
That is exactly how that happened.
As thin as possible.
Fuck you!
And then the
as thin as possible. And then, look, he needs to be thinking of the visible with the human eye.
But not thicker than that. And the the lady behind the counter is like, okay, well, we have a great selection of children's gold chains. She's like, what is your son into? Because we have like Mickey Mouse chains, we have a He-Man chain. And she's like, what is your son into? And she's like, he really enjoys the San Antonio Spurs.
He really enjoys this. And she's like, first off, no, he doesn't.
Because no one enjoys the San Antonio Spurs.
She's also like, do you have cable? No, we have a black and white TV with 13 channels. He's never seen a fucking basketball game. Seriously. So there's no way that I'd ever seen this. I bet in my entire Spurs fandom, I maybe watched like 2 games. Now, I told you about the cake.
What?
The David Robinson cake.
You had it, what?
All right. So I got the necklace, which is fly as fuck. And look, I would be the king of Williamsburg. I'd be shown off of Williamsburg if I fucking wore that outfit back. And you saw I had a license plate, no car, beanbag chair, license plate, starter jacket.
All emblazoned with Spurs logos.
But fucking trash. Was there something else I had?
You showed me like...
Oh, 3 hats.
Yeah, 3 hats.
Here's the thing. If you drive the point home, if they're like, Wall, he's fucking Spurs crazy. People are going to believe it.
Yeah.
They're going to question it. They're going to be like, what's David Robinson's number? Well, I know that, 50. But anything else? Anything else? Like... You know.
Anyone else? Name anyone else on the team.
Yeah. I'd be like, RBI? They'd be like, that's a stat from baseball, motherfucker. Like, I'd be like, oh, I thought that was somebody's initials. Right. I didn't know anything else. It was all a farce.
But yeah, so you just...
But look, you have to have a thing. You have to have a thing that separates you. And that was my thing, was I like David Robinson.
Yeah, you like David Robinson. That was cool. Man.
And by the way, I still do like David Robinson. Just as much as I liked him in sixth grade. No, I mean, like...
Are you just trying to have a thing now? Like,
yeah, it's coming back. I have a tattoo of... But look, you're talking shit, man. I mean, what? Did you wear fake jewelry when you were little?
I didn't...
So what's more credible, wearing big, clunky fake jewelry or my thin... my thin unicorn hair gold necklace.
1 micron thick fucking gold necklace. Yeah. No, I didn't have... Any jewelry when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was the brutal truth in third grade. What the fuck? Fuck off.
No, I just didn't like jewelry when I was a kid. I do remember...
I didn't like anything. All I wanted was to not get beat up anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, but I remember... I
just got real sad there for a second.
I remember in junior high school...
Maybe that's what I was trying to do. I was like, no, I'm like you. Shut up.
In junior high school... When we graduated from junior high school, I remember we all got, you could order a school jacket, and it was
everybody's on the fucking varsity football team or something?
No, it was like, that jacket that the dude in Drive had? I don't know, what do you call those? What are those,
Asshole jackets.
No, but what's that material?
It's like lamé.
Lamé, right?
It's kind of like, yeah. Oh, no, it's satin.
Satin. Whatever.
I think it is satin.
It's like a sateen. It's like a varsity jacket, but it's not.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's only now worn by fly girls, step teams.
Yeah, exactly.
And homeless meth addicts. Right. So I got one of the Salvation Army.
So it was like, for like $20, you could order one of these jackets from.
And on the back, I know what
the
you mean.
School catalog on the back.
It had that script of your school.
No. It had like a big like our school mascot was like a knight, I think, or something. Even though, all the time in junior high school...
Mustangs, Hawks,
yeah,
Cougars,
whatever,
that's it.
Yeah. In junior high school,
Bulldogs.
We never... I don't remember us having any teams that I knew of. Like, there was no basketball team or football team or anything. But we had a logo or whatever. So it said, the name of the school.
What the fuck do you mean you didn't have any teams?
I didn't have any in high school either, but whatever. This jacket, I remember...
What fucking school were you going to?
I was going to a fucking...
Monastery?
It was a silver fucking jacket. I remember that. And it was like really silver, where it was like not gray.
It was made of silver.
It was silver. And in black on the back, it had the fucking name. It was like Shellbank Junior High School. And it had the fucking... And it was a knight. And it was like a very majestic, poorly drawn scene of a knight.
I know exactly.
With a fucking spear. And then on the bottom, it said like IS-14 or whatever. And for an extra...
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Like all of the schools in New York have like number designations.
Yeah,
and IS is for junior high schools. Because intermediate school.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it had that on the back. And then for like an extra $5, you could get your name embroidered on the front.
Smiling.
Or you could get a nickname. I was like, I remember I had like the little form and I was like, Mom, could I get a nickname put on there? And she's like, how much is it? I'm like, it's like $5. And she's like, yeah, sure, do whatever. And so I'm like, all right, cool. And then I remember I'm sitting in my house. I'm like, oh,
I love
man.
This. I love this. Wait. I want to milk this really quickly. This young Ray Smiley.
Yeah, I'm like 13.
Middle school graduation.
Yeah.
Sitting in your bedroom, thinking up your own nickname.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Because, I just wanted to make sure I had that painted correctly in my head.
Yeah, because I didn't have a fucking nickname. Because I'm 13, and it was like, what's your nickname? It's like, you can't do anything.
No one's going to be like, Spud.
Yeah. And it's like, I wasn't like weirdly deformed, like, where, it was like, Fatso or fucking
Mongoloid.
So I didn't have a nickname. So I'm just sitting there, I'm like, huh, what am I going to put down for my nickname? And I was like, I don't want to just put Ray. That's fucking corny. That's just obvious. Everyone's just going to put their normal name.
Right.
And I was like, I don't want to put my last name just Smiling, because then that seems like kind of gay and it'll take away from the toughness of this silver
sateen
jacket.
People are going to think that that's just a declaration of how you're feeling at the moment.
Right, yeah. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I got to think of a real cool, hard-ass nickname. And so I'm sitting there with this form and I'm watching like football or something. And it's like 1993, so like Deion Sanders is on, and it's like Deion Primetime Sanders, and like in my head I'm just hearing like must be the money. It's always the money.
Yeah, no, I remember it. Rap
and I'm like, oh, wow, Deion Sanders, so cool. He gets all those interceptions, and then he does dances, and he hangs out with MC Hammer, and he plays two different sports.
I was going to say, which he did not fail to mention in every song on that album.
And he raps. I'm like, who can be cooler than Deion Sanders? And so I'm like...
That was actually a line in one of the songs. It was, I play football, baseball, and rap. That was like every line on that album, actually. But keep going.
I'm glad that you have the album.
I bought 10 of them. Gave them out as Christmas gifts in college. I'm not fucking lying. I went on eBay and I searched Primetime album. And someone was like, unopened box, Deion Sanders Primetime. And I got them and gave them out as Christmas gifts. Wild. We'll listen to it sometimes. It's fucking garbage. There's a line that goes, I play football, baseball, and I rap.
Which, I mean, hey.
It's just a declaration of what he does.
It's like, who else could say that? Bo Jackson?
But he does actually say, there's, it must be money. The next thing he says, it does something good. And that's the tone and the cadence. All right, so you're prime time.
So now I'm prime time.
That is fucking
so ridiculous. I just write in prime time.
You did not.
I did, and I'm, and once again, you have to remember, we have no sports
team. And you were just ripping on me. I would have been fucking making fun of you.
But the thing was, is that this was, like, really early in the year.
Oh, wait. This was, like, the beginning of it?
Yeah, it was for graduation, but because, like, everything in schools, you have to do it dumb early. Yeah, so I just...
It's ridiculous, yeah. It's so like, I was going to take six 8 months.
Yeah, yeah, and so I just write in... I'm like, yeah, prime time. That's cool. That's so fucking awesome. That's cool. And then I forget about it because I'm 13 and like I saw something shiny and I was just like, all right, cool. So then it's like, you know, June or whatever when the jackets actually come and they're like, hey, everybody gets your jacket.
And so you had not planted the prime time scene. No,
I didn't follow through on my marketing scheme, you
I
know.
Love that. Where like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I should have had that lead up where, like, starting in September, I'd have been like, yeah, man. Someone would be like, hey, you want to go to this party? I'm like, yeah, man, that's going to be prime time.
And then yeah, like, you just keep dropping it.
And I just keep dropping it, and then be like, hey, Ray. Yeah, man, Ray's really all about prime time. And then eventually just be like, hey, prime time, you want to go?
Word on the street.
Prime time over here.
No, but I like that. Had it been executed well, and of course it would never have been executed.
It would have never happened.
But had it been executed well, that could have actually happened. You could have actually made it so that by the time your jacket arrived, you're like, and they're like, what?
Prime time. What? Yeah,
we've been calling you that for weeks.
Whoa, how'd you do this?
And things are stupid, so they wouldn't have figured it out.
Right, and it would have been amazing. I'd have just been walking down
but
the
you
hall.
You were also stupid and forgot to do that.
So then the jackets come and they'll be like, they were like, oh, Kevin, Joe.
Wait, what?
Prime time.
Kevin, Joe, Prime. Wait, tell me in front of like an entire
it's
class.
It's in front of the class, yeah.
They literally said,
yeah. And then so like.
I hope you got your ass kicked.
I've totally forgotten that I put this down there. So they're just like, prime time? Prime time? Who wore the jacket with prime time on it? And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, who did order that jacket? Who the fuck is that? Is that an Indian kid? I don't know his name. Is he prime time? No, that's Poop. What? No. Who the fuck is prime time? And then they're like, you know, turn it over and like, look at the like receipt thing attached and they're like, Ray? And I'm like, huh? And they're like, prime time? I'm like, Yeah, I don't think that thing ever got worn.
Oh my god.
It's probably just sitting in my mom's closet now.
That's rich.
And if I go grab that shit, I could become the show enough of Williamsburg with the fucking dead stock primetime jacket from junior high school.
Primetime. So many things I like about that. Wow. No, but I would have loved to have seen you trying to plant the primetime seed.
Yeah.
Like, you come, you know, you got your tray, you got your milk and your corn, and maybe it's Pizza Friday, I don't know.
Oh, we could only hope. I enjoy Salisbury Steak Day. That was also very good.
Really? That was the one that was always, like, swimming and shit.
Yeah, I know. Just that gravy.
Yeah,
it was like, that can't be healthy.
Square Pizza Friday was the way to do it.
Okay, that's fine.
And you sit down and you're like, hey, Ray, did you catch that Spurs game last night? You're like, oh, yeah, the Avalanche Spurs. No, yeah, old Wall over there. He's a fucking David Robinson nut. So, but then you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, guys, no one's calling me Ray anymore. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. People are calling me
Prime Time.
Wait, like Deion Sanders? Yeah.
You know,
he may have gotten it from me.
Yeah, you know, you've seen me on the field, so. the comparison is obvious.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Prime Time.
What Brooklyn.
What are you talking about? Like, I'd get back my chemistry test and be like, you got a 95 in the chemistry test. I'm like, prime time.
Yeah.
And everybody like, oh, prime time.
My mom's been calling me prime time since I popped out. I'm like, what? That's so weird of you to refer to birth.
It's like, no, because she had me at like 8:30, you know, and it was when the Cosby Show came on. It was like, she was like, baby, this baby came out in prime time.
She went TGI Fridays. TGIF and spiked me. I just said TGI Fridays, but yeah. Exactly.
Oh man.
So, clearly I was cool as shit.
Obviously we were both cool as shit.
I was gonna say we were both cool. I just wanna be driven. Yes.